This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pledging to hold the insurgents group responsible, the White House on Monday condemned a drone attack by Yemen Houthi rebels that killed three people at an oil facility in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. A thick layer of ash covering entire island communities can be seen in the first images of disaster-hit Tonga from an underwater volcano over the weekend. Experts believe it was the world's biggest volcanic eruption in more than 30 years. Officials at Prince William County Schools and Manassas City Schools in Virginia announced Monday that their universal masking policy will remain in place despite Governor Glenn Youngkin's Saturday executive orders.
Virginians have given us a license to lead. It's a temporary license. They have charged us all to deliver on a day one agenda.
The orders indicate that parents get to choose if their child wear a mask at school or not. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Let's get an Olympic update with Tim Berg.
China says it won't sell tickets to the general public for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics due to COVID-19. The organizing committee announcing the tickets will instead be distributed by authorities. The opening ceremony is set to take place on February 4th. This as athletes from the United States are being told to only use burner cell phones when in China participating in the games. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. He explains why on CNN.
There's just an enormous presumption of surveillance on the part of the state of any electronic device you bring in, your laptop as well. Every business executive I know that travels to China brings in a burner phone. They're not taking their regular electronic equipment. The American government has been advising that for years. It's making headlines now because it's a much larger number of athletes that have never probably experienced it, most of them in their lives before. But it's not in any way surprising. It's a precautionary measure, and it's a pretty smart thing to do.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Following the weekend hostage situation at a Texas synagogue, New Jersey Republican Representative Jeff Van Drew called on President Biden to speak out against anti-Semitism and call out progressives in his party when they come out with anti-Semitic remarks.
Well, the message is the United States of America, its government, is with them, and we have to make sure that that's true. I would suggest to President Biden that he speak to his own members of his own party when they come out with anti-Semitic remarks, which they very often have. The extreme progressives have said things, as we all know, that are anti-Semitic. That hurts all of us. It hurts the country. It hurts what happens around the world. So that's number one. He has to get some control in his own party when literally statements are put out as they have been in the past. Secondly, thank God for the training that the people actually had in the synagogue, knowing how to deal with it. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in now. Thirdly, thank goodness the FBI did a good job on this, and this was dealt with in a swift, an appropriate and forceful way, which is the way that these issues have to be dealt with always. And then finally, this is not a gun issue. This is not about guns. I mean, if you want to talk about more gun regulations and all of that, frankly, what you would find is the more regulated areas, things are even worse. Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, the crime rate is much worse than anywhere else.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and as JFK said, we do it because it's hard. And because, you know, what choice do we have here? Are we going to turn over a chaotic government and world to the next generation and say, hey, that's our contribution, unlike what our parents turned over to us? We know that there is a better way. And thank you for joining in on the good fight. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And my good friend, Dr. Jim Dennison, who I've missed dearly. He's been very involved in writing a new book that you need to get your hands on right away. It is called The Coming Tsunami, Why Christians Are Labeled Intolerant, Irrelevant, Oppressive, and Dangerous, and How We Can Turn the Tide. Yes, we can turn the tide. Jim Dennison, always good to have you with us, my brother. I've missed you. Good to have you with us.
Bill, I am delighted to be back with you today. I'm grinning right now, my friend. So honored to be on with you today. Thanks for the privilege of doing this together.
Well, Dr. Dennison is a cultural scholar, pastor, and author who helps people respond biblically and redemptively to the vital issues of our day. Do we ever need this, huh? He's also the co-founder and chief vision officer of the Dennison Forum, a Dallas-based nonprofit that comments on current issues through a biblical lens. Because we got to know what the standard is. You know, Jim, I've been saying for quite a while, we need to return to first principles. And we've lost sight of that. And as people are moving more and more and realizing, first of all, what are first principles? What are the most important things that we would focus on to realize? I mean, we know right now the way we're living, it's not fun. Something's off here. So, okay, so what does, you know, being on the right track, what does it look like and what do we have to do to get there?
Boy, that's the question, Bill. Yeah, as always, you're right at the foundational issue here. So let's go back to the founders. Well, let's go back to Thomas Jefferson, who said we hold these truths to be inviolate and essentially given to us, you know, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Let's talk about John Adams, who said our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people and is wholly unsuited to the governance of any other. From the very beginning, our founders understood that democracy requires morality, and morality, quite frankly, requires a relationship with God that empowers me to be able to be to you what I need to be to you, to love my neighbor as myself, to love as I wish to be loved. All of that, Bill, requires a relationship with God that makes morality work, that makes democracy work. That's what our country's built on, and that's what we have to get back to.
These are the first principles, and really for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, a little Salem moment here, you know, to ponder on that, to think, you know, we hear that, and I don't want you just to think, oh, these are just another words. I mean, these are absolutely critical foundational building blocks that must be there. You question, you say, how did we get where we are right now? Well, those founding principles, those first principles we have violated, and we need to see and understand that if we're going to get back on track to begin with, right?
Exactly right. So a few years ago, Bill, we started seeing some cracks in the ceiling of our house in Dallas. Mm-hmm. Well, you could treat those cracks if you want. You could stucco over with them. You could kind of paint over them, tape over them, whatever. The cracks are only going to get wider because they were caused by the foundation we couldn't see, a foundation underground that was shifting as the ground shifted. And until we went back and dug down there and put in new piers and beams and fixed the foundation, we were never going to fix the cracks. We were just going to be chasing cracks after cracks. At the end of the day, the cracks could get so wide that the plumbing could be affected, the electrical could be affected, ultimately the house could be affected if we didn't get back and fix the foundation. So if you're seeing cracks in the ceiling, look for the foundation. And that's where we are now. We've got to get back to the foundation, which is what you're describing today.
Well, you know, and I was thinking before in knowing that we were going to be talking this morning, and I was again reminded that our culture is downstream, or actually I should say our politics is downstream our culture. That being the case, and I hear a lot of people angry with our politics right now, and I'm saying, well, that's good. That's good that you're angry with the politics, but understand that we're the ones that are contributing to the political insanity that we're so angry about, are we not?
Exactly right. Richard John Neuhaus has made that point for years, that politics is downstream from culture and culture is downstream from religion. Frank Wolf, who's the retired congressman from Virginia and a dear friend of mine, has been saying this for years, that if the pulpits are wrong, the people can't be right. Yeah. If the churches, if the believers aren't connected to Jesus, if we're not aligned with biblical values and truths, how can we give what we don't have? How can we leave where we're not willing to go? Remember the famous text, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. We want to see the land healed. We want to see the political rift bridge, but it starts at the foundation.
We want to see people whole again. I mean, we're fractured, and this is grieving the Father. And I know, you know, and I mentioned this to several other pastors I've been speaking with over the past year or so, Jim, and that is that we hear 2 Chronicles 7:13, and oh, you know, and even as you started out, if my people who are called by me, people tune out, oh, I've heard that before. No, well, you may have heard it before, but like the Shema, we need to repeat it continuously every day and be reminded that this is God's wholesome prescription to the answers that we're looking for, is it not?
It's absolutely true. There's a story, Bill, that I remember hearing years ago. This new pastor shows up at the church. It's his first Sunday, preaches this wonderful sermon. Everybody's thrilled and so impressed. Second week, he preaches exactly the same sermon. Third week, exactly the same sermon. By the fourth week, when he preaches the same sermon, the deacons came to him and he said, why are you preaching the same sermon? We want to hear a different sermon. He said, until you start believing and doing what I'm preaching now, I'm not going to change my sermon. I'm not going to preach a second sermon until you obey the first sermon. And so this truth of Scripture is still in God's Word, as God's abiding truth for us, because we still need to hear it. We still need to follow it. It's still the case that if I'm not connected to God, I can't be well related to you. The democracy requires morality, which requires God. And that's at the end of the day what we have to hear and then internalize. It's got to start with me. Gypsy Smith, the great revivalist, was asked how revival starts. He says, take a piece of chalk, draw a circle around yourself, get on your knees, pray till everything inside that circle is right with God, and revival will be upon us. Starts with me.
Go be a revival of one. I mean, what power in one can be when someone has come to God? We have yet to, you know, we've seen it at times, but yet in this modern era, we've yet to seen it. And God invites us to do that. I mean, can you imagine God Almighty wants us to do this? I mean, it's incomprehensible to think of the benefits and the love that God has for us to want us to, you know, to return to him.
It's absolutely true, Bill. I'm this may sound patronizing, but I'm so honored to be back with you today, to get to do this with you. I don't take that for granted. Imagine that the God of the universe wants a personal intimacy with me and with you.
Yes.
What a privilege,
yes.
What an invitation that we need to take to heart today.
Well, America is where it is today, and We have a choice. We're at a crossroads. And if you see that America is as chaotic and is not, delivering on, on the promise that God has given us, then what are you willing to do? Are you willing to make that circle for yourself and be on your knees inside that circle and pray until you change, until something changes? Are you willing to do that? We've got more from Jim Denver.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
So something about C.C. Winans' voice and this lyric. I mean, it grabs my very soul, you know, to hear her sing. And to remind us, you know, this is praises to God that we believe. We believe in God, that God is the answer. It's not Dr. Fauci. It's not a president of the United States by no means. It's not the ruling elite, but God Almighty himself, who is fully in control. Now, his latest book, or I should say his brand new book, The Coming Tsunami, from Dr. Jim Dennison, is just released. Why Christians are labeled intolerant, irrelevant, oppressive, and dangerous, and how we can turn the tide. That's the good news. By God's grace and mercy, that tide can be turned, because this is God's plan. It's not our plan. It's not Jim's plan. This is God's plan. And that's what is happening right now, Dr. Dennison, is that God's calling us to align with him, to come in agreement with his kingdom purposes and his will for a time such as this, is he not?
He absolutely is, and he's doing it around the world, Bill. That's the encouraging good news here.
Yes.
More Muslims have come to Christ in the last 15 years than the previous 15 centuries, many after seeing visions and dreams of Jesus, just as one example.
Yes.
I was in Bangladesh some years ago, Bill, and I met a woman. They introduced her to me, and then after she left, they told me her story. Sometime before that, her father had died. The next night, she had a vision, a dream of her father showing her the face of an American speaking in her village and saying he had a message for her. The next day, she went, she found this American. He's actually a friend of mine from the Dallas area here. She went up to him and said, "What message do you have for me?" He didn't know what she was talking about. She said, told him the story about her dream. He shared the gospel. She came to faith in Christ. She ran home, got her son and daughter, brought them back. He shared the gospel. They came to faith in Christ. I met her in Bangladesh. Mm. In Egypt right now, so many people are seeing visions of Jesus in white robe. The Christians are taking out billboards that are saying, "Have you seen the man in white? If so, call this number." And thousands are coming to Christ. Just one example of what God is doing in the world. I've been to Cuba 10 times. More than 1 million Cubans have come to Christ in the last 10 years. When I was in Beijing, I was told as many as 100,000 are coming to Christ every day in the underground church in China. God is on the move in the world. He's calling us to join that. The Bill, it boils down to this. In the Bible, God's a king. In our culture, God's a hobby. We separate Sunday and Monday spiritual and secular. We make God a hobby, and we wonder why we're missing the blessing he can only give to those who make him their king.
Well, in your book, you talk about this shaking, these quakes, these earthquakes that are happening, which the Bible foretold, said, and we may not see them, you know, specifically as quakes, but, you know, we touched on the foundation and the shifting of the current cultural foundation, the cracks in the walls that are showing up. Address that, if you would, in relationship to your book you've just released, The Coming Tsunami.
Yeah, thank you so much. So 80% of tsunamis in the world are caused by underwater earthquakes. You don't see the earthquake, but you see the tsunami as a result. For instance, there was an underwater earthquake 45 miles off the coast of Japan back in 2001. Didn't see the earthquake, but the tsunami killed 16,000 people, caused $235 billion in damage. So I'm alleging that there are four underwater earthquakes, two of which are more obvious than the others. The first is the denial of biblical truth. And we could go into this. There's a long story. But it basically says you have your truth, I have my truth. The Bible as biblical truth is now outdated. You can't force your beliefs on me. Leads to the second earthquake, a denial of biblical morality, the so-called sexual freedom movement, this idea of the sexual revolution we've been in since the 60s, which says biblical morality is intolerant. Leads to a third earthquake, which is critical theory. Critical race theory is one application, which says that Christians are oppressive by definition in Marxist terms. Leads to the fourth earthquake, which is a rise of a radical secular ideology, what's being called a replacement religion, which says that authenticity is the path to flourishing, and if you disagree, your religion is dangerous. We now know religion flies planes into buildings and causes 9/11s and clergy abuse scandals. And so there's a growing tsunami, Bill, unprecedented in American history, which says Christians are intolerant, outdated, oppressive, and dangerous. That's what the Equality Act is about. That's what so much of the culture is about. That's the tsunami of our day. But it's always too soon to give up on God.
Exactly. Always. And feeding into this narrative are these dangerous words like insurrection and domestic terrorists and all this. This is all feeding into this, isn't it?
Absolutely is. It's a way of demonizing the opposite. So some years ago, when we were starting our ministry, I was talking to a good friend of mine who had a lot of history in these spaces, and he asked, how will it be founded? I said, well, it'll be donor-based. He said, well, who's your enemy? I said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, to raise funds, to get a vote, whatever, you do three things. First, you convince people they have an enemy. Second, convince them they can't defeat their enemy. Third, convince them you'll defeat their enemy if they'll give you money or vote for you or whatever. So what we're seeing right now is Christians being made the enemy, or conservatives being made the enemy, being demonized for political advantage and financial advantage. It's the exact same move again, where those that are conservative by nature are being called the enemies of society, the enemies of voting, the enemies of democracy. Demonizing the opposition for the sake of political expediency is a very old game, but that's what we're seeing again today.
Exactly. In the history of man, this is the same tune that's been played time and again. And Jesus warned us of this, didn't he? As people of faith, he says, look at, hey, get ready. It's not going to be, you know, unicorns and roses or rainbows, you know, right?
If they persecuted me, they will persecute you, Jesus said. Not they might or they could, they will. I had a youth minister when I was in high school, Bill, who said, if you and the devil aren't running into each other, you're probably running with each other.
Yes. Wow.
We don't have
wow.
to look for persecution. It will find us. A roaring lion seeking whom he may devour will look for us. If you're right with Jesus, you can't be right with those who are opposed to Jesus. It's really pretty simple.
And there's probably, you know, I think most people of faith say, I don't want to be persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the price you pay. And it's also, look at, God knows you don't want to be persecuted. You know, God only knows this. But this is why we need God, Jim, because in times like this, we're going to be put in tough situations. I think about every day. I got to tell you, every day I think about these people, and so many of them were, you know, basically innocent that participated in January 6th, what they're calling an insurrection, you know, going back to that enemy, you know, outline that you had addressed earlier. And many of them are being held in solitary confinement. And all they did was they came into the Capitol building, in many cases, by invitation from the Capitol Police. I mean, this thing smells to high heaven. It was rigged, and they're being persecuted, not for Jesus, but in a sense, you know, for the Constitution and their belief in the Constitution. And I believe they're being unfairly treated. And I also believe that God is well aware of this, and he is with them through this. Now, well, I'll tell you, I can only imagine what they must be going through, you know, being held in solitary confinement. You can't in America. To be held without any due process, to be kept on ice on purpose by the political leadership of our country is absolutely disgusting. But this is all, I believe, a portent of what's coming to people of faith. And it's okay to say to God, you know, I don't know if I can handle this, God.
In fact, it is. That really needs to be my position in this. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'll be faithful under persecution until I'm persecuted. The thing for me to do today is say, Lord, give me the strength when I need it. Give me the faith when I need it. I had a friend on our faculty at Southwestern Seminary when I taught philosophy there back in the day. He was terminally ill with cancer. When I came on the faculty, he was an older man on the faculty, but he never lost his joy, never lost his peace. And people asked, are you afraid to die? He said, I'll have dying grace for dying day.
Wow.
Oscar Thompson was his name, and his friends that were with him the day he died said that he told them, I have dying grace for dying day. God will give us what we need when we need it, if we'll pray, if we'll be open, if we'll be dependent on him. Self-sufficiency is spiritual suicide. But depending on the Holy Spirit, he will give us what we need to be faithful when we need to be faithful.
It's what Jesus did for us on the cross, and he punctuated it with his resurrection, that we would be conquerors of sin and death once and for all by his grace and by his blood. Jim Dennison, as always, my friend, thank you so much. Your book will be linked on our website.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pledging to hold the insurgents group responsible, the White House on Monday condemned a drone attack by Yemen Houthi rebels that killed three people at an oil facility in the capital of the United Arab Emirates. A thick layer of ash covering entire island communities can be seen in the first images of disaster-hit Tonga from an underwater volcano over the weekend. Experts believe it was the world's biggest volcanic eruption in more than 30 years. Officials at Prince William County Schools and Manassas City Schools in Virginia announced Monday that their universal masking policy will remain in place despite Governor Glenn Youngkin's Saturday executive orders.
Virginians have given us a license to lead. It's a temporary license. They have charged us all to deliver on a day one agenda.
The orders indicate that parents get to choose if their child wear a mask at school or not. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, it's been a challenging year, you know, staying close to home and all. And the new year brings all kinds of new fitness trends, right? You're seeing them everywhere. You can't miss them. Well, one that is really catching on is augmented reality games. That's right. You heard me right. Augmented reality games. It encourages people to get out and explore. And here it tells all about it. Is a new fitness adventure. All this new fitness adventure is Jen Wiederstrom, a top fitness expert and trainer from the Biggest Loser show, who is teaming up with Pikmin Bloom to share an exciting new way to get fit. Jen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, I love that, you know, I always love the new year because with the new year we get resolutions. We all say we're going to exercise and lose those extra pounds that we gathered during the COVID years and that. And so needless to say, it is important to find an exercise plan that that meets our needs so that we can stay with it, right?
Yeah, I'm honestly, Bill, after almost 20 years in the health and fitness industry, the number one mistake I see are people starting in the wrong place. You have to ask yourself, what is the right place? And the right place is, can you keep it up? Is the habit you're forming replicable? And that's why Pikmin Bloom is a really perfect place to start and perfect app for people who want to log their steps and their discoveries, for anyone that wants to have that fun kind of positive nudge around the New Year's resolutions, because it's, you know, walking is baked into our everyday life. So this is a great place for people to really get going.
Well, tell us more about Pikmin Bloom.
Okay, I'm so glad you asked. I mean, honestly, as someone that grew up in the 80s, like, you know, I had Nintendo, I had Mario Brothers, and this is Pikmin Bloom is combining Nintendo's approachable Pikmin characters, which are these, like, tiny little plant-like creatures, with the expertise from real-world games and real-world maps, which is the company Niantic. These are the guys that brought you Pokemon Go. So it all brings it in, and this whole game is centered around how many steps you can take while you're exploring your community and you're exploring your new goals. I mean, just yesterday I found, I was in Atlanta here, and there was a giant seedling that was on my map, and in order to unlock it and grow it, I had to walk 10,000 steps. So, you are hooked right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just something about having a measurable goal, you know, something like that in front of you. Next thing you know, it's waking you up at 3 o'clock going, Jen, you're a little short on your steps here, huh?
Yeah, you know, now more than ever, health is really personal, and that's what makes it emotional.
Yes.
And what Pikmin Bloom is going to do is keep people engaged because, as you just pointed out, you're able to have these personal measurements of your own health. It's going to tell you your exact steps. It's going to show you at the end of the day how far you went on your route, how many steps you took. There's even a life log on there that's helping you talk through, like, how you're feeling today, mental wellness, other notes you're sharing that with friends. So it's really invest itself in you, so it's easy to invest back into the app.
Jen, you've been in the fitness, I mean, most of your life. I mean, this has been a lifestyle for you. And you've seen, you know, fitness plans come and go.
Yeah.
But I like what Pikmin Bloom is doing here. I mean, are you seeing that people might stay the course a little bit longer and be a little bit more faithful to this type of exercise program?
Yeah, I appreciate your what you're pointing out here, because what's all the fitness plans in the world, what's all the gadgets, without the motivation to complete it? Motivation, motivation, motivation. That is the core value, the core tenet of health. And what research has already shown us is, you know, the benefits of walking for your overall physical and mental health is outstanding. You know, even on Biggest Loser, we won week over week because walking was a big part of our training. But what are all these untapped benefits if you don't have the motivation to unlock them? And that's exactly what Pikmin Bloom is trying to do, to get you out and get you moving.
You know, Jen, I'm glad that you're simplifying this approach in such a way as just talking about, like, walking. I mean, because some people think, oh, my goodness, I've got to go out there and run a marathon, or I got to, you know, become a triathlete and that sort of thing. You know, it's like I used to tell my dad all the time, Dad, you just need to go out and just get the blood circulating. You don't need to go that far.
20 minutes a day. What's funny is I actually work with this with my private clients, from my celebrities to my civilians. You know, we have a 10K cardio rule. If you walk 10,000 steps, that's 4 miles. You know, the thought of running 4 miles on the treadmill, forget it. I won't even do that. But four miles throughout my day, you bet. And while on Pikmin Bloom and you're planting flowers and you're meeting with friends and you're exploring, I mean, come on. It's a perfect marriage.
Well, and like you're touching on, these are added benefits versus a normal workout plan, like getting on a treadmill, going nowhere. I mean, just turning yourself into a hamster. Yeah, not so much fun.
With that attitude, come on, Bill.
All right, you're gonna slap me into submission here. Okay, I know your type.
Well, listen, like, I mean, honestly, Pikmin Bloom obviously encourages you to go out and get moving. But honestly, I mean, I'm from Chicago. Some of my friends right now with the cold. You know, if you've got a treadmill, do your steps on the treadmill. It's okay, but just get moving and use the support of Pikmin Bloom.
Exactly. Well, help us. You know, walk us through. So somebody's on a treadmill and they're using Pikmin Bloom. How does that come together, the treadmill and this app?
So, you know, even last night, I'm in my hotel room, and I'm, as I told you, I'm walking the 10,000 steps to unlock the seedling. So Niantic built the program so you have a real-world map. So I'm walking back and forth in my hotel room, so it shows me walking back and forth in place. So you'll be walking in place, but it will record the movement and collect your steps. So meanwhile, your little Pikmins, or those plant-like creatures that are like you're part of your squad in the app, they're going to be there. They basically bring you nectar. They'll go on expeditions for you. So even if you're on a treadmill, they are helping you explore on those sessions when you've got to be on that tread.
Well, we're talking with top fitness expert and trainer from the Biggest Loser show, the one and only Jen Wiederstrom, and we're talking about Pikmin Bloom, this exciting new program, to up, kind of up your fitness adventures here. And this is really incredible. I like what Jen, what are you hearing from other people who are involved with, with this new adventure?
It's growing quickly. You know, the launch of the app was only just this fall, and we've already got a really big, this Saturday, community day Saturday, so everyone's going to be showing up. You get a special badge if you hit your 10,000 steps. So it's definitely catching on like fire, and we're really proud of it.
Well, no wonder you're motivated. You want a badge. I mean, you want a stinking badge. You gotta get your 10,000 steps in, right?
Nice movie reference. Bill, you and I are gonna be lifelong friends here.
I hope so, because I need somebody to keep me right there in the middle and right on top of my exercise program here. I'm going to have to get involved with Pikmin Bloom here, and then next time we can talk about it. Yeah, exactly.
We'll
both be involved searching. Exactly. I know where you're going. All right. What about, were there any other advantages to adding augmented reality to an exercise program?
Yeah, you know, honestly, when it comes down to it, the curiosity factor is key. It shifts work into wonder. When you gamify something, when you create goal lines that you can see that are right in front of you, it bonds you, it marries you to the magic of the app. And I mean, even for me, I'm curious about what I'm going to explore, but what I've also done is, every time you grow a seedling, you get one of the Pikmins, and you can name them. So I have them named after my mom and my dad. I've got my cousins in Queens. And so it's really shown me a different way to create a closeness around the app itself, and it keeps me invested in coming back for more. Like, I'm definitely in it, and I see other people having the same experience.
Yeah, I could imagine. Boy, I'll tell you, what fun, and especially with everybody coming together, I'd be quite curious to hear how everybody else is kind of letting this program evolve and meet their individual exercise goals and needs. This is awesome.
Well,
Jen Wiederstrom, we've got to say goodbye, but okay.
Bill, you and your audience, go download the app. You can get it on Google Play or the App Store. You can play. I can see it in there. You can meet me on Saturday Community Day and get your badge. Go to PikminBloom.com.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. We all need a badge, so get on it. Where can they go for more information again, just to wrap things up?
PikminBloom.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603-77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And, you know, for decades, Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, has been sowing discord within the Democratic Party and everywhere else. But she's really gone over the top this time this past weekend. She went on to discuss the Democrats' Freedom to Vote Act. I mean, I love what the Democrats do and how they wordsmith and really hide their intent. It really has nothing about freedom to vote. It's they're so ideologically fixed. They've convinced themselves that if they force people to do it their way, then somehow that translates to freedom. Well, of course, she indicted Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia because, you know, they're not going along, you know, to get along with the Democratic Party and they're standing in the way of Joe Biden's agenda and his takeover of federal takeover of the election process. I mean, and of course, she has to play the racial card because that's what she does. She says, well, they don't care about minorities. They don't care about blacks. And that's what she said about Manchin and Sinema. They don't care about people in their own district. How can she make that kind of statement? It's unbelievable. Rachel Alexander is with us right now. Rachel is an attorney, a contributor to Town Hall WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax Reports, and Arizona Sun-Times. Rachel, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
What is it with her? Can we give her a Quaalude and calm her down? Or maybe just have the people, I mean, somehow, you know, she doesn't even live in the district that she gets elected time and time again. It's like, what does she have in her desk drawer? The same number of, write-in ballots there whenever she goes to get elected, and she just pulls them out and continues to be reelected to that district she doesn't live in?
Yeah, she lives in a much nicer district. And, you know, she pretends like she represents all blacks, you know, represents the poor blacks in the, you know, district she represents, which obviously she doesn't. And I just think it's so insulting when she blames anyone for being a racist if they don't agree with her. Because that is saying that all the conservative blacks out there, their opinion doesn't count. They aren't real authentic blacks because they don't agree with her. I think that's an incredibly racist position itself. And how can you just ignore that much of the population and act like they don't even have a voice?
Well, and the thing amazes me, you talk about hypocrisy, the rank hypocrisy of Maxine Waters, and along with the president, who wants to bring in, all these past Democrats, and including George Wallace. Whose side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the side of, you know, George Wallace or Bull Connor? I mean, these were Democrats themselves. And the history of the Democratic Party has been all about, you know, Jim Crow and minimizing the effect of the black vote. Now, all of a sudden, they're champions for the black vote. When they weren't there in the early days, it was the Republicans that championed the black vote. But, the Republicans get no credit for it. But as the Democrats continue to push this narrative, though the mainstream media is not about to throw Pinocchio's their way for flat out lying, but they've gotten away with it for decades. And the people are doing what Joe Biden asked them to do, says go ahead and Google it. Of course, he was talking about COVID, but now they're Googling, you know, they figure, okay, we got information on COVID, and let's get information on the history of the Democratic Party. Oh, they actually were for Jim Crow, and this is the party of Jim Crow and voter fraud.
Right. I mean, they really haven't changed. The Democrat Party was for segregation, and it's still for segregation. They still are coming up with all these different ways now to separate blacks from whites. And so for them to act like, oh, no, we're the ones who are championing, you know, equality. No, you're not. You know, they want to have things like black-only proms and, you know, black-only student areas where whites are excluded, like here at Arizona State University. I mean, they would turn the back years back to the Jim Crow years in some ways.
Well, it's so intolerant. I mean, even to the point of, if you've noticed in the TV commercials, how many, you know, what happened to the white people? There's no white people in TV commercials anymore. It's mostly, you know, blacks or trans or, you know, this new narrative that is being pushed by the mainstream media. It's like, you go, can we just see a normal person, you know, in a TV commercial? Is that possible anymore?
Yeah, they've taken it to such an extreme, and it doesn't, it looks fake, it looks forced, and I think it actually hurts the kind of people they're putting out there, because everybody else is looking at the commercials going, no, we aren't 90% minority, that just looks stupid. So, you know, it looks like affirmative action. I don't think affirmative action, you know, really helped minorities. It just made people resent them. And every time you would meet a minority, you would and hear that they went to a good school or something, you would question their credentials and question if they, you know, really were qualified.
Exactly. Well, here we are a day after remembering Martin Luther King and all the, you know, aspirational ideas and things that he put before and challenged our country with during that time. And, you know, so much so that we hold on to it and remember it today. And he's often quoted and often misquoted by the likes of Maxine Waters and those that would like to utilize what, you know, what Reverend King did for good to use it for their ideological agenda.
Yeah, it's just so disgusting, you know, how they use somebody whose most famous line was he wanted a colorblind society. And so they don't represent that at all. And, you know, we all just love his niece, you know, Dr. Alveda King, who she actually tries to carry on his legacy. So, you know, we know that there's some evidence that that's what he really wanted.
Well, people will do that which they get rewarded for. And, you know, in a sense, this is what's happened. I mean, Joe Biden goes around saying, hey, they're going to want to put you all in chains. Well, nobody needs to put them in chains because the Democrats did this in the mid-60s, you know, when they came up with this war on poverty. And LBJ, lest everybody forget or not even know about, made it real clear to the Southern Democrats in order to get their vote. You know, he assured them. He said, look, it, if you pass this bill and give the blacks, he used the N-word, not blacks, if you give them all this money, they'll be voting Democrat for the next 100 years. Well, guess what happened? Exactly that. And this war on poverty, which was, you know, wasn't even a scratch that anybody was itching, but he found a way to make it divisive. And all of a sudden it looked like the Democrats were all being good people. And what did they do? They put people on modern day plantations, all in the name of this war on poverty and welfare. And they dumbed them down and stifled their ability to be, you know, productive human beings. And I mean, I think of the devastation that they did to generations of people of color, all in the name of something for good. But what it was they wanted their vote, and by giving them money, they would compromise their ability to live life the way the Constitution had put it out, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Nope, you got life, liberty, and the pursuit of being on the plantation and having everything taken care of for you.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard to defeat the Democrats' argument when it's all about we're the party of Santa Claus and we're just going to give you free money. And the thing I've noticed is that, you know, when you talk to conservative blacks who are increasing and you ask them, you know, why have you decided you're conservative even if you've, you know, raised in the Democrat Party, it's always the same line. They say the Democrats didn't really care about us. They just used us. They just wanted to put us all on welfare so we would vote for them. And my conservative black friends are so disgusted with that. They are so angry, and they see right through it.
Rachel, it's like a bad drug, sadly. I mean, really, it has been for the people. I mean, they've gotten used to it, and that's the one thing they used to say before I hear often is that, well, we don't want to vote Republican because they're going to take away our money. I mean, just think about that statement and how beholden to the Democrats they've become. And now, because Donald Trump brought it to the front and asked the question, well, what have they done for you all these years? You know, I was talking with Bob Woodson. I said, Bob, look, we're looking at about $25, $30 trillion since 1964 in this war on poverty that's been invested. $30 trillion of the people's money. And we barely moved the needle. Where did the money go to? What happened with all this money? He goes, oh, Bill, you got to understand. 70% goes to the administration of it. And who's administrating it? Who's administrating it? It's other blacks. So it's almost like the slave trade all over again. It was the blacks that captured blacks, that put them on ships, that sent them, you know, throughout Europe and here to America. And so, again, this is all that modern, it's a modern day version of the plantation, and you get some blacks who are in charge, and they're doling out the money to the blacks that need the money, and they're taking off the top for themselves. So imagine that 70% of the money, of the people's money, is going to the pockets of these administrators and not to the people that it was intended to. That's disgusting.
Liberals just love sitting in those, you know, well-paying federal bureaucrat jobs where they can just be completely lazy and, you know, do the minimal amount of work. And that's what's going on. And, you know,
and claim some sort of goodness in that. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I've noticed if you can just sit down with a black person and talk to them for a long time, most of them change their mind on this. The problem is we can't get to every single one of them. But if we could, can you imagine how many blacks would vote Republican?
Well, more and more. I mean, this is what's freaking the Democrats out, is that the race card has pretty much it seems to be running its course. And because you have so many blacks now that are millionaires, that are very successful. Why? Because of the United States of America and the opportunity that is here, even still, with all this craziness and this manipulation that the Democrats would want to do. So, you know, God bless them for success, and God bless them for continuing to pursue the truth. Rachel Alexander, thank you, Rachel. Take care.
You too, thank you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body...